relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
2 million illegals crossing the border by the end of this year. Inflation and hyperinflation potentially just around the corner. And now, mandatory vaccinations for federal workers and masks back in... Well, it's weird. It's only the House, but not the Senate. How do we understand any of this? Let's talk to a true patriot. She's fighting every single day for Tennessee and the Republic. And we are honored to have her open the show with us today. Senator Marsha Blackburn, welcome to America First.
I'm delighted to join you. Thank you.
So it's just been published. I've put it on my Twitter and Facebook pages. Nancy Pelosi has ordered the Capitol Police to start arresting people, staff members or visitors in the House who are not wearing a mask. Is there some kind of magical force field between the Senate and the House that you as senators don't have to wear masks? I don't want to be a science denier, but I'm curious.
Well, what Nancy Pelosi is doing is trying to put people in lockdown, keep them out of the Capitol and the office buildings. And you know the Democrats, anything to keep you locked down, to take your freedom away, that's what they're going to do. But here is what we do know. If you're going to say, get vaccinated, but then you're going to say, wear a mask, forcing people to wear masks is going to diminish the rate of people that are actually going to go get a vaccine.
Yes.
One of the rewards for getting a vaccine is quite simply that you don't have to wear a mask.
So this is a theme. It's fascinating. I listen to a lot of radio, a lot of podcasts, and I've seen in just the last 48 hours, Senator, a theme on several different programs and platforms, and that is the rapid acceleration of the distrust of all Americans in government. And can we blame them?
Well, what people are basically saying is, get government out of my way. I've had it.
Right.
I'm done with this.
Right.
And what they're looking for is just getting back to their lives. They are tired of this, Sebastian, and they don't want these government mandates being forced on them. They want to be able to go back to their lives. They've gotten their vaccinations. You know, we've got, I think it's 139 million people in this country that have gotten the vaccine. And we have millions that have had COVID and have antibodies. And even with the Delta variant, people are saying, this is ridiculous. You know, my family, I think just about everybody's had the vaccine. People don't want, the children don't want to have to go back to wearing masks and putting people in school, children in school, and forcing them to wear masks is not what people are wanting to see.
No, follow her right now at Marsha Blackburn on Twitter, also blackburn.senate.gov. We want to get government out of the way. That's what you fight for every single day. Talk to us about how big government is getting us ever, ever closer to the threat of not just inflation, but hyperinflation under Biden.
Well, and that is what you're seeing. And it started on day one with Joe Biden. President Donald Trump, and God bless him, he worked hard and put us in a position where we were energy independent. And so Biden comes out, he nixes the Keystone Pipeline. You have thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs that go away. Plus, at that point, the cost of fuel needed to go, had to go up to accommodate what people knew was going to be coming, which is higher transportation fuel cost. We have seen the price of gas really escalate. You know, you had gas that was down around $1.60, $1.75 a gallon, and now you're up over $3 a gallon. And this has happened in just six short months. You have the cost of energy going up. You also, the cost of food is going up when you go to the grocery store. It costs more to get that food to the grocery store. All of the polymers, the plastics that that food is encased in when you're buying fresh fruits and veggies and a carton of yogurt and milk, it is in plastics and polymers. That cost is going up. The cost of a bag of chips is up because of logistics costs. Also, the cost of the film that makes the bag that the chips are put into, the cost of the palm oil that they're fried in, all of that cost is escalating. So, of course, costs are going up. Quality is something people are worried about because they can't get workers, because you have many states continuing with this plussed up unemployment. So you have less workers, you have inflation costs that are rising, and that means that at the end of the month, the worker is going to have less money that they're taking home in their paycheck. I've got somebody in Tennessee, and they like to say, you know, that during Obama, Biden, they had too much months left at the end of their money. During Trump, they had money left at the end of the month. And it looks like Biden is going to end up giving them too much month left at the end of their money.
Now that's a very good way of putting it. Senator Blackburn, we opened the show with you because allegedly you were going to get on a flight back to Tennessee, but now you can't because you said in the break that you don't have any Senate leadership who knows what they're doing. Can you tell us, is there any, with this infrastructure bill, every single day there's a different report, $1 trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $4 trillion. Is this going to be killed? Are they going to push it through the Senate? What is the latest information you have?
Well, the latest information is the House is leaving D.C. today for 6 weeks. They're not even going to be here.
Wow.
But this poorly managed Senate that we're in, Schumer is trying to push forward this infrastructure bill, this bipartisan bill. The problem is nobody knows what's in the bill. Now, yesterday, they took a vote on the motion to proceed, and it passed. And so now we are waiting to move forward. We had a vote on the point of order today. And the bill is the transportation infrastructure bill. We are going to be here this weekend because we still do not have the bill. So bear in mind, you have people that took a vote yesterday to proceed to the bill, but we do not have the bill.
Incredible.
The bill has not been written. No one's been able to read the bill because the bill in legislative text has not yet been given to us.
Unbelievable. In the last minute we have with Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, it's got to be a return to COVID, the question of how we deal with this. The fact that 20% of the illegals crossing the southern border are testing positive but then are being flown across the nation. How worried are you that whatever they do with masks and vaccines, we will not control this disease as long as the Biden administration has an open southern border?
Well, you're right about that. You've seen spikes in these communities along the southern border. You have seen an increase in COVID on our border patrol and our law enforcement that is working the southern border. And now they are flying these illegal immigrants all across the country, and they are not tested for COVID. So you're having these positive cases land in communities. They're showing up at hospitals. This is a terrible situation. The border is a humanitarian crisis, a national security crisis, and it is a health care crisis.
And a health care crisis, exactly. God bless you, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Follow her, blackburn.senate.gov, on Twitter, at Marsha Blackburn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works, pain relief that's real. Don't listen to me. Listen to the people who take it every single day. The tens of thousands across the nation, myself included, like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Pain-free, incredible words. Find out for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Just crank it up, play it loud. I don't know why, but Mr. G was shocked that I liked ZZ Top. Is my beard not long enough? I like them. They're kind of anti-establishment, but not in a rabid way. They're just kind of smooth. What is wrong with liking ZZ Top? And of course, we play our tribute and we tell him to rest in peace. ZZ Top bassist Dusty Hill has shuffled off this mortal coil. Too young, far too young, at the age of 72. Apparently, according to reports, peacefully in his sleep, although he had returned back to Texas last week with some issue with his hip. So we don't know if that is related to his death, but he will live on forever in the annals of music history. God bless the soul of Dusty Hill. I think we're going to play a little bit more ZZ Top through the day today. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's that time to check in with the most influential conservative website on the planet, in the known universe, and with their Washington political editor, Matt Boyle, the man who was so rude this morning. He crunched me down to 25 minutes on Breitbart Radio because he had so much good stuff to share with Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief. But anyway, we still love him. Matt, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, so much to discuss.
Yeah.
Let's start with the breaking news. Staff members in Congress and visitors who refuse to put a mask on, whether they're vaccinated or not, according to the chief as of a few moments ago, will be arrested. You had a very interesting description for this during the break. Tell our listeners across the nation what this could represent.
Well, look, first and foremost, I think this is an unconditional surrender by President Joe Biden to the coronavirus. He has bowed down before the virus. And it's based off of misinformation. It's based off of – we now know, according to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, according to Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Congressman Pete Meyer, there are other members out there who have zoned in on this. The CDC is hiding their rationale for this. What rationale they have put forward is that it's based off a study out of India about the AstraZeneca vaccine, which isn't even in use in the United States because it has not even received emergency authorization in the United States. We aren't using the AstraZeneca vaccine. So the CDC so-called science behind this decision is it's bunk. It's not science, and they're hiding all the rest of their information. I'm calling it Joe Biden's WMD, or Wild Mask Disinformation Scandal. This is Joe Biden's WMD moment. We will look back on this unconditional surrender to the coronavirus, to the pandemic, to authoritarianism by President Biden as a turning point in his presidency. This is the moment his approval rating is beginning to sink. Earlier this week, we started seeing it hit the lowest of his presidency yet, and it's only going down from here. Joe Biden's unconditional surrender. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi has joined him in that unconditional surrender to the coronavirus and so on and so forth, all based off disinformation. So again, it's wild mask disinformation, a WMD scandal here from the Biden administration, and an unconditional surrender in this war that we started fighting under President Trump against the coronavirus.
So this is where I need your help, and this is why you are a regular guest and a popular guest here on America First. Matt, you are very astute politically, and you understand both sides of the swamp. So here's my trouble with this recent decision, with the mandating vaccines for federal employees, with mandating masks for everybody, with arresting people on Capitol Hill if they don't wear a mask. Even an idiot realizes that this will create massive blowback for the reigning elite, for the powers that be, for the administration. So are they that stupid that they don't see it, or are they just so drunk on their power, Matt?
Both. And the answer to your question is both. And the reason for that is because the part of the reason why they're doing this is Joe Biden's domestic agenda is it's dead in the water, right? As you just heard from Senator Blackburn, the House is heading out of town for 6 weeks. They're coming back on September 20th. They have zero legislative accomplishments this year. The only issue, the border is a massive crisis. You've got the inflation on the rise. You have crime wave across the country to the point where former Democrat Senator Barbara Boxer was literally mugged in California, in the Bay Area recently, among many, many, many other crimes that are being committed across the country. The experiment of complete Democrat control in Washington, D.C. has been a failure. Everybody can see it. The only issue on which President Biden has been polling positive in the black on has been his handling of the coronavirus. And that's kept his approval rating, his net approval rating, at or about 50% over the course of his presidency. He's been bobbing up and down right around there, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, right? Like right in there. He once he did this move, he dropped down to 46 within 12 hours, and then it's going down from there. So I'm really watching that number closely. But the reason, see, this is the critical miscalculation they're making. The only reason why he's been polling positive on the handling of the coronavirus is while Biden's been president, people have received their freedoms back. They've had the mask mandates lifted in a lot of places. You had lockdowns in states that were locked down for over a year starting to open back up and so on and so forth. But places where I'm at, like down in Florida, we're in the free state of Florida. Governor DeSantis never locking down Florida. Let's be clear. We're not having mask mandates. None of that nonsense is happening here. But in places like California or Illinois or New York or D.C., they're putting the masks back on in D.C. today. I've seen it everywhere.
Yep.
So what I'm getting at here is they made a critical miscalculation as to why Biden was polling positively on the coronavirus. So they're, what they're doing is they're desperately trying to change the conversation back to the only issue he's been positive on, but they're doing it in a way that's going to cause him to go negative, and then his approval rating's sinking. And you're already seeing it happening in the numbers this week.
And on top of that, what we've seen is these new deplorable-type comments attacking those who aren't getting vaccinated. Matt, most of the people not getting vaccinated are from ethnic minorities that in many cases vote for the Democrats. So again, this is political suicide, is it not?
Sure. And by the way, I saw somebody from like Vox.com or one of those other liberal outlets earlier today tweeting out that they should raise the nominal tax rate to 99% for people who'd refuse, who are unvaccinated without a religious or medical exemption. But that's systemic racism, because the people, the majority of the people who were, are not vaccinated are black and Hispanic voter Americans out there. So again, and part of the reason why they're not is because people like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were spreading doubts about the vaccine at the end of the Trump administration. So what I'm getting at here is, you know, are there Trump supporters out there who haven't got the vaccine? Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's not just black and Hispanic voters, but, you know, a lot of these measures are systemic racism by these Democrats, because they are the vast majority of people not vaccinated.
Well, of course, it's Vox. Vox is trash. Is it as bad as the Daily Beast or Huffington Post? Doesn't matter. None of them are journalists. We are talking to a real journalist from an actual news site. He is the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Bookmark them right now. Check them every morning, every evening. Back with Matt Boyle after these messages. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
More than a year of lockdowns, mask mandates, now new mask mandates. It's crippling America's economy, especially our small business owners. Why? Because the swamp likes their global competitors instead. It's time to push back. Please join forces with the Job Creators Network, who are fighting a war for America's small businesses. Join their team of advocates for the people who employ more Americans than anybody else. They want to hear your struggles. They want to hear your stories. Go today to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. That's jobcreatorsnetwork.com. The fight is ours to win if we fight. Taking your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, got to talk to Matt Boyle with regards to an exclusive you wrote on President Eric Swalwell. What is the latest development, Matt?
Well, President Swalwell, or Congressman Swalwell, President Swalwell. I think I can make it a pretty bold prediction here, Dr. Gorka. Eric Swalwell will never be president of these United States. It will never happen.
But will he ever
pass gas? Not in my lifetime, not in yours.
But will he ever pass gas again on live television? That's possible.
Very possible. Depending on what may have been happening in the bedroom with Fang Fang, the Chinese spy. And frankly, they may have been interrelated. I'm just saying.
Matt, I want to do it right now. I want to put you on the spot. We didn't rehearse this. Have you, Matt Boyle, ever had sex with a Chinese intelligence officer?
No.
Neither have I. We have both denied it in front of millions of people listening and watching. Why can't Eric Swalwell deny having sex with a Chinese spy?
Because he did, and it's contained in an intelligence report. So what we have confirmed earlier this week is that there is a report that the U.S. intelligence community has that was conducted as an investigation that confirms a sexual relationship between Eric Swalwell and Fang Fang, a Chinese spy. Now, we've asked the congressman repeatedly to comment on this. He refuses to answer the question. He refuses to answer details about it. Now, the reason why this is important, however, is there's a classified report that is classified only for the reason of protecting Eric Swalwell and the reputation and protecting from embarrassment Eric Swalwell, but also Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff made the determination, because they have this intelligence, they have access to it, they've read the report, they've let Eric Swalwell stay on the committee, the intelligence committee that oversees the intelligence agencies, despite knowing what they know about him that's contained in this report. Now, President Biden, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, or anyone else in the federal government with what's called original classification authority, could order the immediate declassification of this report and release it to the American public so that everyone out there, your listeners, ours, our readers, Eric Swalwell's constituents, hey, the Chinese Communist Party, they could all read it so that the world can see what Eric Swalwell really is. The only reason why they're not doing it is to protect him from embarrassment. I've talked to people who have read the report, are aware of its contents. We've had a big story about it earlier this week. And again, there's no reason, normally they'll tell you that they can't declassify something because they don't want to compromise
sources or methods,
right? Like, right. This would not compromise sources or methods. There's no reason other than to protect Congressman Swalwell, Speaker Pelosi, and Chairman Schiff from political embarrassment.
Hang on a second. So for 5 years, we heard about Russian collusion allegations. President Trump is an asset of Putin. None of it was proven correct. It was all a lie. But a Democrat congressman had sex with a communist Chinese spy.
Again, we don't know if there are other members of Congress, by the way, that have had sex with Chinese spies. I would imagine that – I would certainly hope that there are not. But in the case of Eric Swalwell, we know that it's true, and we know that he's on the Intelligence Committee, and we know that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are aware of the contents of this report and that they've kept him there. I would certainly hope that this is not the case with other members, but here's the thing. The influence operations of the Chinese Communist Party are so vast, and they make what the Soviet Union did pale in comparison, right? Like, that this is the most serious effort to undermine the United States. They're everywhere. They're with every major politician. They start young. They started when Eric Swalwell was a city councilor.
Yeah, okay? This is the definition of a honeypot entrapment, and this is now the definition of cover-up. You read the article as soon as we're off the air in the break. I'm going to be posting it myself on my Twitter and Facebook pages. And just for the heck of it, Jeff, reach out to Swalwell's office and invite him on. I want to ask him the question I asked Matt, which Matt was very able to deny, because it's true. In the case of Eric Swalwell, he can't deny it. Thank you, Matt. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
How can you not love ZZ Top? Come on, guys. Good stuff. Rest in peace, Dusty Hill. Your call's next here on America First. But first, we want to reveal to you breaking news. Did you know that Joe Biden was a truck driver? Cut 8, play cut. Oh, no, sorry. Cut 9, play cut.
And anyway.
And if we don't
to drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish
that's awesome.
I got to.
I used to drive an 18-wheeler. When was that? I missed that. In his political, was that before or after he was stealing speeches from Neil Kinnock, the Labour Party president, or was that before or after he was lying about what did he get? Did he get 2 degrees or 3 degrees? Was he the top of his class on a full scholarship and he walked out with? Was it before or after he lied about college as well? Let's continue. Let's go to cut 8.
Back in 2009, during the so-called Great Recession,
The president asked me to be in charge of managing that piece, then President Trump. Excuse me, Freudian slip. That was the last president. He caused, anyway, that was President Obama.
Anyway, President Trump put me in charge. No, he didn't. And what does he mean? Freudian slip. Freudian slip, do you know what that means, Joe? It means an inadvertent admission of the truth. So are you inadvertently admitting that President Trump was president in 2009? You see now. They're just clearly see now. Okay, enough of that. Enough of the old man who has the title President of the United States. Your calls. Let's go to the brotherly city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, line one, Bob.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka, for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling about Marsha Blackburn. I saw her this morning on Stuart Varney, Fox Business.
Uh-huh.
She had the opportunity. He asked her, why do you think Biden is going so easy on China? Well, China bought and paid for Biden through Hunter $1.5 billion. She had the opportunity to say that. Why don't they just say that? That's what's wrong with these Republicans. They're not telling the truth.
Look, I actually said this, Jeff. Didn't I say this to you earlier today, that she's very different from all the other senators?
Yes, you did.
Because she doesn't behave like a senator. That's the reason, Bob. The rest of the senators, with the rare exception, are arrogant individuals. Each one of them with egos that... there's a phrase in Hungarian. They could easily commit suicide by jumping off their egos and landing on their IQs. That is the average senator. They all think they're going to be presidents, and none of them are going to be. But Marsha is the rare exception. Thank you, Bob. We salute her, and that's why she is a regular guest here on America First. Linda, Colorado, line two. Let's go down the line.
Hi.
Hey.
Anyway, I'm really upset because Americans, you know, that didn't get the vaccine, boy, being picked on, crucified in that. But what about all these people coming over carrying every disease, you know? And it's just like nothing's mentioned about them getting the vaccine and what they're bringing over and stuff. And I am really upset. You know what I mean?
I do. That's why we're here. That's why we're upset as well, Linda.
But anyway, I don't understand. Nobody's saying, well, they didn't get their shots, you know, but we're the ones that out here.
Well, what do you mean nobody's saying it? I'm saying it.
Well, I know it, and it's the first time I heard it on the radio. Because when I called in to talk about it, I was so glad to hear somebody's finally waking up and admitting that, you know. But I don't hear anybody else talking about
Linda, huh? I wasn't asleep to begin with. I didn't just wake up, and clearly you're not listening to enough Salem radio. Because if you do, you're going to be hearing it. You're going to be hearing a lot of it. So tune in to Dennis Prager, tune in to Larry Elder, tune in to Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk. Check out our podcast, Dinesh D'Souza, Trisha Regan. I guarantee you, every single one of those, none of them who are asleep, know what is truly happening, and they're spreading the word. God bless you, Linda. That's why we are here to push back on the liars. Line three, Frank, California.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Yes.
Gavin Newsom is giving hints that he's going to mandate vaccinations, make it a crime if you're not. And he's going to wait until September 14th to do it so that he doesn't jeopardize the recall. But we should assume this before we go into that booth and vote. We should all vote to recall because what could be more Nazi-like and un-American than forcing you to take a shot of something that the government's mishandling of the virus started in the first place?
No. I look, this is a massive... yes, the reports are out there that he's intimating this. And everybody, yourself included, needs to send this message. If this is what he intends to do after the recall ballot, that is a reason to vote for Larry Elder. You've got to recall him, you've got to win, and you've got to start saving the Republic of California, the state of California. Thank you, Frank. Spread the word. Cindy, San Antonio, line four.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. The only person who's more excited about me being able to talk to you is my second lieutenant son in the Marine Corps.
Well, he's got to call in sometime as well. God bless him. Where's he stationed now?
He's in North Carolina.
Good for him. Send him our best. What brings you to our sunny shores today?
Well, I wanted to ask you your thoughts on whether you think all this mask mandate and this vaccination mandating is a loyalty test. We already know it's to divide people. It's a very visible way to divide people, but do you think it's kind of a loyalty test?
It's interesting. I don't think they've thought it through cogently as a loyalty test. It would be potentially one of the ramifications of a mandate and will be deemed by some as a loyalty test. But Cindy, you're wonderful. You've reminded me of what I wanted to talk about as I was prepping for the show earlier today at home. I'm going to talk about my theory for why they're mandating masks. I'm going to talk about my theory of why they want to mandate vaccines for federal workers and others. I'm out of time to talk about it now, but I'm going to talk about it here today on America First. God bless you and your son, Semper Fidelis. More of your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in daily pain? Neck pain, shoulder pain, back pain like I had, knee pain. If you are, if you've tried everything else, only to fail to find relief, you've got to try Relief Factor right now. Tens of thousands of Americans getting their lives back every single day, me included. But not just me. Watch the incredible video testimonials from ReliefFactor.com from individuals like Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started Relief Factor. I have never felt better, and I will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. That is a story you deserve to live. There's only one way to find out, by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack today at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Gary, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've got nothing to lose except the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Because I know they're doing it in Europe, but you're not CDC director of Europe, which I'm sure you're plenty happy about. But they're issuing health passes there, right? Where, you know, you can go to a disco or a discotheque, as they like to call it there, if you have a health pass. Is that something that the CDC would ever lean into or perhaps advise here?
You know, I think some communities are doing that, and that may very well be a path forward.
CDC director saying we need vaccine passports here. And by the way, it's called a discotheque because I'm just so sophisticated, don't you know? No, not happening. We're not going to let it happen. If you like this show, if you appreciate what we do here at Salem Radio, please support us by supporting our sponsors, our advertisers, like Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. Use my name to get up to 66% off. Get a good night's sleep. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. 51 million pillows. That's how good they are. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Doug, Washington State.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. G? First of all, I just want to tell you what a stand-up guy you are.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah. I've had this theory for a long time now. I grew up in the 50s and 60s under the umbrella of all-out nuclear war with the former Soviet Union. And then all of a sudden you get up one morning and Poland drops, the Berlin Wall falls, and then USSR no longer. It seemed like it was way too easy.
Are you kidding me? 40 years.
Well, 40 years,
billions and trillions spent. You think that's too easy? 40 years?
Well, the way it fell, it made me feel like at the time I'm watching this all on TV. No, I don't think it was too easy in that sense. Absolutely not. But it just seemed like, was this a bigger plan? Because ideology, obviously, is a far more effective weapon.
So you think the fall of the Soviet Union was a con, was a trick?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't believe it 100%, but it just makes
Doug,
me stop and think.
Doug, you really disappoint me. Truly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Seriously. You think the fact that the Soviet Union lost all those nations from the Balts to the Stans, that was a plan? They wanted that?
Well, I don't know. It just
no,
seems like...
Doug, stop. Stop it.
Yes, sir.
Stop it. It's insanity. Come back from the cliff. I was there. I witnessed it. Stop it. Please. The communists may be winning in the West, but Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and blessed St. John Paul II won the Cold War with millions of brave Hungarians, Poles, Czechs, Estonians, Latvians, and even Russians. Don't disgrace the memory of all those who fought to liberate the captive nations. It was real, and what we're witnessing now here in America is sadly real.